What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Founders Journal. This Monday, me and Sydney are going to shake it up. We're just going to be talking business and how you can keep making money while you just moved back into your college town. All right, let's, Sydney, how about we get into it?
Let's do it.
All right, Sid, let's start off, catch up. I know you just moved into school. What's been up? What's been going on?
Yep, so I just got back to Fort Collins and just moved into my apartment, and it's been crazy just organizing everything, but it's been good and getting orders out, or at least trying and realizing, oh, I probably won't have printing access from the college this year, so had to buy a printer. That was a good investment. And then, yeah, just getting everything organized. Yeah, how about you?
It's been good. I've been working on a couple new projects. I just going all online this semester because, you know, I don't think college is going to be what I think it's going to be. And I think for me, it might be a little better to be a little more free. Everyone knows mm-hmm. that I like to just disappear at moment's notice. So I guess I'll have the opportunity to do that. Otherwise, yeah, just been grinding away, thinking of new ideas, working on a couple new things. Got some cool stuff coming. So
that's sweet.
Anyways, let's start off. I want to know if you could have a dream job. Like, I know you have your hippie do you, and it's mm-hmm. it's awesome. But, like, what would be the most cool job that you could think of, and how would you get to it?
So two come to mind. One, this is, like, kind of cringe, but it would be, like, an Instagram, like, one of those Instagram travel influencers. And I was listening to this, like, marketing thing on it, and it was saying, like, how people chirp those people because it's a woman-dominated field, but those girls make good money, and they get to, like, travel and just, like, take photos and, like, promote brands, which is super cool. The second thing I would... my dream job would be, like, it's probably more tangible, would be to open my own coffee shop. I just think coffee shops are so fun, and I think it'd be fun to open one and then, like, hopefully, like, franchise it out and stuff. Like, Dutch Bros is, like, so successful, and, like, I think it'd be cool to create something like that.
Yeah, so what are, like, the skills that you would, I mean, I guess some of the skills you'd have to be a travel influencer. Like, we know you're pretty good at traveling.
Yeah.
Been a few places. And yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anyone go into more coffee shops in my entire life than you and your cousin. Like, and take pictures of them. Like, oh my God, this
yes,
is so cute.
Because you got to get the inspiration for the future coffee shop. But yeah, I would say just for, like, a travel influencer person, you would need to, like, travel. You would need to know how to take photos, which
where would you
I, like,
go? Where was your first stop be?
Ooh. Honestly, back in Europe, like, Italy, yeah. Like, I was so bummed that we didn't get to go there when we studied abroad, and it's, like, there's so many cool places within it, so I would definitely want to go there and just check it out, and, like, the Amalfi Coast and, like, Greece looks so cool and dreamy, so that's where I would want to go, but...
Yeah, it's, you do take some good pictures. I think you could have it down. You're pretty good at talking, you know, on... Like, when you do your little self-vlog thing, it's pretty good. I'm not good at it.
Okay, I'll ask you a question now. So, I have seen a lot of businesses, you know, start up because they're inspired by other businesses. Like, okay, I have a jewelry company, and now I've seen a bunch of other younger girls start a jewelry company, or girls my age, but they're making the same things as me, and I'm just kind of like, you know? And so... how do you think someone starting a business can differentiate themselves from another business in, like, the same genre?
You know, I mean, interesting question, because I think a lot of the people we've had on here have that issue. Like, if we look at a lot of photographers, it's a heavily saturated marketplace. You know what I mean? Like, and we've kind of asked them, how do they differentiate themselves? I think about for myself, I always want to go, like, I always lean towards what I know and what I know works, which I know the outdoors. So I'm going to take an idea and try to spin it and be like, okay, how do I implement this in what I like to do? So I think, like, your style, like, you wear your own style. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you rock it. It's you. I don't think people would perfectly be able to replicate who you are. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think about all the time, I'm like, okay, you know, I just started this new marketing company and been doing it all summer long, working for myself. And I'm like, okay, if I told someone exactly how to do this, I still don't think they could do it the same. Like, they might be better than me at social media, but I don't think they could go out and get the clients and everything else. Like, it's you, it's who you are. Do you know what I mean? And who you work with. And I think that's what separates people. Especially in a young space, like you're still growing and learning a lot. So you're constantly changing. You know what I mean? Like, and you can be, they're like, I think we see it. Like, there's people that are super smart, but they're super different than us. You know what I mean? But we're all doing the same thing. And so I think if you were to go start a jewelry business, like if I was to, I don't know, I'd probably like make my stuff out of like antlers or something. I don't know.
You so would. Feel like tusks.
Yeah, I also have no style whatsoever. Like, this grad party season, like a week ago, my mom was just, I'd walk upstairs and I would just get chewed. Like, she was like, do I really need to still match your clothes? I'm like, oh my God.
So would you feel comfortable, like, kind of copying another business if you knew it was successful? I guess is another question off that one.
You know, to me, it's like, okay, if there's an idea, you don't, it depends on how well they hit the nail on the head. Like, if you see them and you're like, okay, they're doing well, but they don't, like, I can make it better, then maybe you go in and you determine what they're doing from what you can see. And that's the hard part, is how much can people really, like, with social media and everything else, how much can they really see what you're doing? And because they don't know what goes on behind the scenes, you know what I mean, without working with you. So it's easy to say, well, I can go copy them and I can do this and this better. But when you get into it, you don't realize that there's a lot of extra stuff behind the scenes that they're doing that you don't know how to do. Like, you don't have the skills yet. And I think it would depend on what it is. Like, when I see, like, a, you know, okay, so an example, I see an outfitter and I'm like, okay, they're doing this, and this, and I have that and plus this, then maybe I would go do it. Otherwise, I would probably be like, eh. And I think a lot of people, they see something successful and they just want to go to it towards money. And both you and me know that if you're not interested in it, you're going to lose. Like, for any other reason.
You have to have, like, the drive.
Yeah, if you're not interested in it for any other reason besides money, you're going to lose that drive at some point. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of fade off, and it's not going to be what you want it to be.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
I think that would be my answer. If you, like, what, who have you looked to? One, I want to know who you've looked to as a mentor over, you know, you're coming up through Hippie Do You, and who, if anybody, could you ask as your to be your mentor now? Like, who would you have, like, kind of like a, like, the one person you would look up to, if you could go talk to them, who would it be?
Yeah, I would say throughout Hippie to You, I've looked to this girl. Her name, her, like, Instagram tag is All Things Lillian. She, oh gosh, like, a year. Okay, so she is, like, mutual. I mutually know her. She doesn't know me at all. But this girl at college I'm friends with went to high school with her. And she's like, oh, I know this entrepreneur. You should follow her. So I followed her a year ago. And no joke, this girl grew from, like, 10, 15,000. Now she's, like, at, like, 100K. And she's, like, rocking it. She just moved to Austin. She's, like, living a great life. And she's just, like, super motivating and just really real and honest with how it is owning a business. And I think that's really cool that she shows that side of things. But if I could have someone mentor me now, oh gosh, there's this, my mom always talks about her. So if my mom listens, she'll be happy I say this. But there's this girl named Jenna Kutcher, and she used to be a full-time wedding videographer or photographer, making huge money. But then she decided, oh, I actually like the business coaching side of things better. So now she's a business coach and just stupid wealthy, you know, business coaching. But I think that she's really cool, and, like, she's, like, younger and has really good insight into, like, how to use your money once you have it. Like, she has rental properties all over the U.S. now and all these different things. So I would say those two people.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about mentors a couple times on here, and for young people, I think they're kind of priceless. Like, you can't really put, especially if you're someone that soaks up a lot of information and is willing to listen. I think there's a lot of value there.
Yeah, last fall too, I went to the College of Business Entrepreneurship department a lot. Like, I went like once a week for a while and just got like some insight from them on different aspects of my business. And they were like so impressed by my website, and I had never thought anything of it because I don't know, I just made it like a shopping website. But I guess some people in college like make their website super awful. And so, like, that was kind of cool to hear, like, from an outsider's perspective.
Yeah, you're you're doing the right thing. I mean, online marketing spaces for a business like yours is really important.
Very true.
Yeah.
What would you say was one of the hardest decisions you've had to make in your business in the past?
I go back to this a lot. I've had a couple different things now, and I'm always doing new things. I'm trying to get into like real estate now, and have my marketing company. But I think one of the hardest things I had to do when I was in high school and college, when I owned my little hunting thing, was I had to realize and like reflect that I really didn't like doing it that much for money. Like, hunting is not a business to me. It's what I love to do for fun and as a hobby. And so that was like the hardest thing I had to look in the face was like, okay, I hate what I'm doing. And like, even though it's what I love to do and I'm killing it, like I shouldn't be making this much money in this short of a period for a high schooler. It seemed like a lot of money. It's like really not. But it was kind of like one of those situations where it's like, it's not ideally what I want it to be. And that's why I just do it for people that I know now. And most of the time, I don't even charge them. Like, for me, you kind of have to look at the bigger picture of things of why you like something. I've kind of decided in the last couple months slash year that I really love meeting people. And so most of the stuff I do is like business models is like to bring people together through what I like to do, my hobbies, you know what I mean? So like even if that's just having a lodge or whatever, then it's like, okay, well I can meet all these cool people and who knows where things go off of that, you know what I mean?
True. You like get yourself in the coolest situations on who you meet, I swear.
Yeah, I haven't, I mean, I have some lately, but not a ton. I mean, it's all be I'm just not, I guess you don't be afraid to ask. Like
That's true.
the worst someone can say is no. And you just try to like, oh, what do you do? If it's some old guy that doesn't want to tell you what he does, then screw him.
Yeah,
You
true.
know what I mean? Let me see. Okay, what is like, so being in college and running your own show, for the people that are about to move to college or just got to their college town, what are some things that they could do to A, start their own thing, and B, what was the hardest part for you of starting your own thing? Like, I mean, tell me.
Yeah, so for something that someone could do coming into college, I think is just get super involved and get your name out there so that people know you and like follow you so that when you do like launch something, like people are interested and like not only like say hi to people and stuff, but like get to know them so that they feel like they like know you. And then what was the second part of the question?
I just want to know what was the hardest part for you becoming an
Hard.
entrepreneur.
I would say the hardest part was just figuring out how to like continue like launching it and continue like pushing it to grow. And that's still something I'm learning right now is like now I'm at like 3,000 followers and like a few months ago I was at like 1,000 and it's like, okay, this is amazing. Like, how do I keep it going? Because like the more followers you get, it seems to be the more orders you get, which is so awesome. So it's like, okay, if I'm getting X number of orders now with this many followers, if this doubles, I'm realistically looking at, Y amount of orders. So I think it's just learning how to grow your business in a sustainable way that like continues with the orders following. So I think that has been the most challenging part. And I feel like marketing is just something that entrepreneurs definitely don't have the natural skill base for. Most of the time, I would say it's just kind of like that, like busy work stuff that you're like, I don't want to do this. So that's definitely what I would say.
Yeah,
So then,
the busy work thing, it's interesting because my mom always tells me I'm good at thinking of big picture ideas, but I'm terrible with like the small details, and I think that's something I need to work on. Do you mind sharing like some of your strategies for how you have grown your following? Like, I know you've done some giveaways and whatnot, but do you mind sharing some of your strategies?
Yeah, so giveaways are huge. Like, I was at like 2,800 followers, and then by the end of the giveaway, depending on who you do the giveaway with, like most of the time you do it with businesses that are in the same like realm of followers as you. Like, usually like a 60k company is not going to do a giveaway with a small business like HippieDU that has 3,000 followers. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense. So, yeah, and then by the end of that giveaway, I was at, like, 3,000, like, 100 followers, you know, so it was pretty crazy. And then I would also say just post every day, even though it's, like, tedious and, like, it's, you have to think of it every day. Otherwise, hire someone, because that's what I had to do. Because yeah. I was like, this is my least favorite part of my business. I don't have time for this, but I want it to grow in this area. So I would just say always be posting, be on all the platforms. Bring people to your site, or you could also like promote it on like Instagram, like pay to promote it. I feel like that can sometimes work, but you don't really ever know what the outcome is of those, so it's kind of tricky.
Yeah, I feel like I've been seeing a lot of stuff about Facebook ads and like e-commerce. Some I definitely want to learn more about. I know it, and I have people that know it well, but I don't totally understand how it works.
Yeah, I don't super know a lot about Facebook. Okay, well, we're on to the last question, guys. So if you could be, this is kind of similar to one of your first questions, but if you could be fully employed by something that you created, what would you want it to be?
A hunting TV show.
Like Duck Dynasty.
Like, if I could travel around, meet cool people that I share the same passion with, then I would absolutely do that. I like, when I was a younger kid, like, I would make people come, like, kids that were just my friends that don't really like the outdoors. So I would literally be like, if you're my friend, you have to come videotape, like, our hunt. And I would literally make them come video record it, act like I was on TV. But,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I would do. moving down the road, like, I'm doing what I want to do. You know, I asked you the question earlier of, like, what's the hardest part about being an entrepreneur? And to me, it's, like, it's been hard having people, like, I can feel when people look at you and they see that you're different and they don't like it because you're different. You know what I mean? Like, this semester, I'm not going to, like, back to Fort Collins. So it's, like, I can feel when people look at me and they're, like, oh, you're just doing online school. But they don't ever ask why. You know what I mean? They just completely judge you. And so, like, even though you shouldn't ever care what other people think of you, it's tough to, like, have someone be, like, that doesn't believe in what you're doing. And you tell me, as someone that knows your own business, you know when someone doesn't believe in you.
Yeah,
you can tell by the way they look at you. And so it's, like, and that's hard when it becomes family and people you're close with, and they look at you like you're crazy. I just try to go find people that do, you know what I mean? That are going to believe me and encourage me and keep moving forward. One thing I want to do real quick before we like hop off is let's kick around some ideas of what someone could do in college to make some money.
That's good. Yeah.
I think like give some people some ideas out there of maybe not something that we're going to go forward and do, but could be done and you could make some cash.
Yeah.
I got one right off the bat.
Yep.
Okay, so I was listening to this thing that they were talking about, like, Amazon and how people, like, sell books. And I was like, for a college kid, this is, like, ingenious because how many kids out there don't return their books to Books Buybacks? Or, like, they have other books. So you could literally buy their textbooks off of them for cheap. Send them into Amazon, like, through their seller thing and post them on Amazon. Sell them for more than you bought them for. If you go out and do that a couple times over. I mean, I was listening to a thing that they were making like $100 on a textbook they bought for 20. Do that over and over and over. You know,
yeah.
I think by the end of the month, these guys were making like, I want to say it was like almost $1,000 a week in books, selling books on Amazon. Dang. Super easy.
That's nuts.
Doesn't take a lot of work, but you can do it.
Yeah, and the idea that came to my mind that's a little similar, like using, I feel like a really easy way to start making money in college is using another platform that's already established. So selling clothes on Poshmark. So a lot of guys don't use Poshmark, but Poshmark is a used clothing site. People that make their full-time income on there if they really get into it. But I'm telling you, if you go thrifting or you sell your friend's clothes on there and you're just like, hey, I'll take a percentage, I think you could be making, like, decent money, you know? And, like, it's a hustle, but it's a fun way to make money, you know?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. I like, the used clothes game and the thrifting game, that's something that you know, and I see a lot of girls do it. I always wonder, like, what their return is, and if they're having a good time doing it. Like, you like to go shopping and look for those type of clothes, then you're like, oh, boom, here's a nice piece of clothing that I would wear for maybe a week, and then I can sell it and move it, and
boom, 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 it's done. Like, when I go thrifting, it's honestly, like, therapeutic, because you just, like, go through all the clothes, and you're usually, like, I like to go alone, and then you get all these clothes, and you're like, I love them, but, like, do I really need them? Probably not. I'll sell them, and you buy them for, like, $5 max, like, $7 max, and you sell it for, like, 12 or 15, so you're making, like, $5 to $10 off it. And, like, some things you can sell for a lot. I found a Patagonia jacket, and the right way to do it is to bid on things. So I found a Patagonia jacket for $15, and I sold it for, like, $60 once. You know, all from a, oh, I opened up this hanger, and it was a Patagonia jacket, you know? So
yeah,
you get kind of lucky with those things, and some areas have way better thrifting options than others. But
now, do you do that all on Poshmark, or...?
No, I sell on Instagram. I, like, have an Instagram, okay, like, clothing page, but it's not just thrifting clothes. Like, me and my friend started it as that, but now it's just, like, used clothes that we sell. Like, I went through my clothes in college now, and I'm going to be posting on it, like...
Do you move those even though you don't have that big of a following on that page? Like, how easily do you sell those clothes?
Honestly, pretty easily. Like, we have only, like, 200 followers on it, but, I mean, used clothes, it's, like, very affordable, and I gave some of my friends access code to it, so they post their clothes. So it's a pretty active account, you know. There's probably, like, a post every month, you know. So, and it's, like, when you post, usually you don't just post one piece of clothing. It's, like, 10.
Yeah, it's, so, like, online shopping, like, but on Instagram.
When people follow, it's, like, when we post, it's, like, blowing up their feed.
Right. I see what you're saying. So, like, they take notice to it right away.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. Here's something that you could do that's pretty easy. I started doing it during this quarantine, and it's grown into, like, this whole thing now. And people say it all the time, running people's social media accounts. Like, it is so easy. Like, it is literally the easiest money. I started with, like, one, and now I'm up to, like, 11, like, clients. Like, and I had to hire somebody. I hired two people, and then I got into all these other different, like, website building and all this other stuff. Now, I've taken it a step further, but it literally started with, okay, find a niche that someone doesn't know how to run their social media and they need a web presence. Like, I don't think businesses realize how important it is in our day and age to have a web presence. Like, especially for our generation. I mean, think about how you find out about people. Like, think about some of the most famous people to our generation. It's like people that have these huge followings. Like, it's not like you were on TV or whatever. Like, we know you because you were on Instagram and you have this huge following and we found you and blah, blah, blah. Like, I think older people that haven't fully come up in the social media realm don't realize how important it is to have that web presence. And it's like, you can tell someone that and realize that there is no better generation that knows social media like we do. Like, we've grown up on it our entire life. Like, it's like, it's almost like a second world, like, if you think about it. Like,
yeah,
it's like,
it really
there's
is.
Reality, and then there's, like, media. And people just, like, you can reside in that. And you can charge someone. I mean, think about this. So you get $400 a month. That's what I started with. Multiply that out times how many clients you have. Even if you're making $800, you have two clients or $1,000 extra a month in college. Like, think about what you can do with $1,000 more a month in college.
Oh, yeah. So, thinking about people listening to this, like, what for that price mark? Because I think it is good to get to tell people, like, this is what you can charge, you know? Just, like, know, so they don't underestimate themselves. What do you do for that month of media?
Yeah, so, obviously, it started lower. Now it's gotten higher because I have better experience. I have partnerships with content creators and XYZ. You can, so one of the things I did, so if you have to create the content for $400 a month, I was doing like two to three posts a week, and I was the one creating all their content, and I would go in and interact for 2 hours a week. So it's really not that much work, especially when you can schedule out your posts. Like, you can sit down on a Sunday, you can create the content. Sometimes that's harder. Like, that might, you know, for some of my clients, that means I have to go out somewhere and I have to take pictures for them, or I have to spend an entire day taking pictures. Now, that's going to cost more money for them, because obviously I have to take an entire day, drive out there, take pictures, whatever. But if you can do it from your computer, like, you can make good content on Canva. You know what I mean? Like, you can make stuff that people are like, it looks uniform. Really what it is, and especially on Instagram, is like, you have literally 30 seconds to capture someone's attention. So like, if your if your page doesn't look uniform, everything's in the frame, everything else, then you're probably not gonna you're probably not gonna capture them. But just think about what you want to see, you know, what you would want to see out of that brand, and to make you follow them. Like, I feel like I'm probably the biggest critic of my pages, because I'm like, I don't know if this is good enough. And then you just start to see your followers just tick up, and then your bosses love that. And then you can be like, well, I'm doing this well for you, like, pay me some more dough.
Yeah, that's true. Another thing, and we can wrap it up after this, but the last idea I had that kind of came off yours, and I've actually done it, is to make websites for people. So if you're handy with like Wix or Weebly or Shopify, and you know, some people like our parents' age, like, they're not good at creating on website. They have no idea how to do it. They don't have the time. And like, let's say they have an idea and they just want to get it out on a website, because they should. You can, like, so I'll just tell people how much I charge for this one website. I made $600 and I just had to make her a website. But, you know, for her, that's something that she can't do. But for me, it's like easy.
I think you can even charge more than that. Like, I'll be honest with you. Like, most of the people, like, if you don't charge over $2,000, I think you're selling yourself short.
Like, the only thing is that people that charge like $2,000, a lot of times code. Like, when you're using like Wix, you have to think that they're also paying for
Wix.
And that was like $900 or something. So then she's technically paying like close to $2,000. So I feel like if I did it again, I'd probably charge like $800.
Yeah, I was going to say close to $1,000. But since it was
my first one, like, $600 was fine.
Yeah, and people are always going to ask, like, I feel like the next question coming off of these is like, okay, Sydney and Colin, like, you guys say this, but how do we find people to do it for? Like, just get out there and bang on doors. Like, if you think about the people you know in your tight, no, seriously, think about the people you know in your tight circle, like, that have businesses or whatever. Go determine a spot that you have determined is a weak spot for them. Like, if you, like, for me, I would literally go and look at, it's like fly fishing. So I would literally go and look at fly shops and determine people that don't have a good web presence. I'm like, you guys might be a great fly shop and great people and know how to fish, but your marketing sucks. Like, it just really does. So if you know that, then think about people that might know them. And then if you can get in front of the owners, be like, hey, like, don't go in there. Like, no one wants to be sold to, like, a cut, you know, like, bang on doors kind of thing. Just be like, hey, I'm so-and-so. I know this person. I just wanted to come meet you. And then just be like, hey, I noticed that this, and this, here's your issue. This is what I could do to fix it. And most people are pretty receptive of value added. Now, if you just go in there and they don't see the issue, like, make sure they see the issue and then show them how you can value add.
Yeah, when I got my website gig, it was literally because me and my mom were walking downtown by our cabin, just going in new shops, chatting with people, and the girl was saying, like, oh yeah, I usually book my classes through Facebook, and my mom was like, do you have a website? She said no. My mom was like, oh, well, my daughter's really good at making websites, like, do you want her information? And I was, like, standing outside with her dog, and I came in, she's like, oh, I really want you to make my website, you know? And yeah, so, literally boom, right there, you know? Like, people really, a lot of times, if you just present them with it, like, they're easier to grab on, because sometimes people are, like, they want that, but I've realized, like, people our parents' age aren't very, like, go get it, you know? Like, for sure. They're very, like, you know, conservative, like, a little scared, and it's probably because they're, like, in their careers now, but it's, like, just go make a website, but they don't, you know, like, they're not going to go just do that, you know, so.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, too, I think it's really important to be humble, but don't be afraid to mention to someone what you're doing. because they might turn around and help you. Like, I've, you know, I was telling a guy on the phone, I had a hunting TV show coming in and I was going to take him out. So I started calling all around to find the right place to take him. And a guy asked me, he was like, oh, what do you want to do? And I started telling him like what I was doing. I was telling him, you know, I run marketing, blah, 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 but I really, really want to go to the, like, I want to go to the British Columbia, be a guide there. And he was literally like, oh, like, talk to this guy, you know? And so I talked to him and I got invited to the Yukon for 3 months. Now the Canadian border's closed, so hopefully next summer. But it's like, just because I mentioned what I was doing, like if you mentioned, okay, I'm 20, you know, I have a jewelry business or a marketing company or this, this, and this, they want to help you. Like, they, we're still in a stage where they see like a go-getter, a young person that's driven and hardworking. They want to help you out. Like, don't be afraid to mention what you're doing, and someone down the line will help you out. And it can seem like, you know, I said earlier, like, you can feel people that don't want to help you, want to put you down, want to, you know, say whatever they want to say because you're different. But at the same time, like, there's people out there that are willing to offer things to you to help you out, to help you learn, to help you grow. And eventually something will pay off.
And simply, it's just your job. So a lot of times I notice that I'll be talking to someone like, oh, what did you do this summer for work? And they'll tell me, and they'll be like, what did you do? I'll be like, well, actually, I'm a jewelry business, so that's like how I make my income. And it's not like a flex or anything. It's just like simply how I make my money, you know? Another small little thing you could start up is to get a camera, save up for it, and just go take senior photos, because there are people out there that don't want to pay the big bucks for senior photos that, you know, they still want high quality. That's another thing you can do to make money.
Yeah, I would say, you know, going back to your point about, like, flexing, like, I said, like, I go back and forth, because sometimes, like, you got to know your audience and your crowd. Like, for example, I'm working on buying a piece of property, and it's like, if you tell someone like that, they're like, that's our age, they're going to be like, oh, like, this guy. But then if you tell someone older, it's like, bada bing, bada boom, all of a sudden they're like, oh, I can help you build this, this, and this on it. And then you're developing it, and you're making money, and you're selling it, and you're doing cool things. So it's like, know your audience. Pictures, I mean, yeah. Everyone loves good pictures. I feel like that's so most, true. Like, in our digital world right now, it's like, a lot of our ideas have stemmed from that. It's a really good skill to have.
And buying used, like, Colin and I both have the same camera used, and it is amazing. You know, used cameras are so underrated, I think.
Yeah, and you can find them for not that much money. Like, you can, like, there's a, the cool thing is, like, you can go on Craigslist. There's a way, just look up, like, search all of Craigslist. Like, there's a website that you can go to that will allow you to search all over the country, all of Craigslist. Like, someone is selling something out there that you probably want. If you buy it and use it for a little while and don't like it, you throw it back on there and probably get the same amount of money out of it.
So true.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Sydney's probably better at editing than I am. Her pictures always turn out a little bit better, but anyways.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. I definitely thought it was fun just talking business and different strategies. And I thought it was fun that we gave you guys some ideas. So if you guys use any of those, definitely let us know how that goes.
Yeah. And if you have a different way of, like, okay, we've given you this idea, but you've spun it in your own light, like we were talking about, like, copycats earlier, like, and you spin it in your own light, let us know how it went. Like, I want to know how you spun it and what you did to make it work. Or also, maybe on our Instagram, if we throw something up, like, send in some ideas that you guys have used in college to make extra money.
Yeah, like, because so true.
I think everyone out there can honestly say at 20 years old, I'd love to have an extra $500 a month. Like, that's a lot of beer money.
Yeah. Also, if you guys know any companies that you want us to chat with, definitely send them our way. Or if you own a company.